escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Flip, flip, flip all these burgers.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the place. Tyler Milner's in the building. And it is I think it's a huge, huge, great day here in the city of Houston, especially for the sports world. And nothing better than to hear this, Clint, after 100 games away. Yordan Alvarez, this team's best player, this team's best hitter. He's clutch. He's done it in the big moments. He didn't get off to a great start this year, but nobody doesn't have any confidence that Yordan Alvarez, if healthy, will be Yordan Alvarez. He is finally back, Clint, after 100 games, and that is huge. Before I get your thoughts, here is Joe Espada, the manager, giving his thoughts on finally having the biggest bullet that he has in the chamber for his team back in his lineup.
Getting Yordan back, huge. Not only what he means to our team and our offense, but what he means as a competitor. You know, our team just got that much better today by adding one of the best hitters in the big leagues. And we are really excited to have him back.
You added three guys at the trade deadline. Now you have Yordan. How do you think all this is, going to work together? Now you're obviously a lot better lineup than you were 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and a lineup that actually, we swung the bat really well in Baltimore. We started to slug. We started to do some things that we know that we're capable of doing, and just adding Yordan, it can get that much better.
All right, you hear him talking about the impact. Your thoughts, the impact of what Yordan Alvarez will have on this team.
Goes without saying, man, it's huge. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they didn't make the big moves at the trade deadline. They made some moves. I like the Carlos Correa move.
I think that was a big move.
I mean, okay, they made a big move in bringing Carlos Correa back. But the thought is that after the trade deadline, there were going to be guys returning from from being injured that were going to be like making a big trade or like making a big acquisition and acquiring a big free agent or something. And this is the biggest one of them all, right? Getting him back in the middle of that lineup obviously takes the lineup to a whole different level. I think he's one of very few guys in Major League Baseball that when he comes to the plate, I think opponents and pitchers actually, all pitchers actually fear him. And you put that dead in the middle of the lineup of which, again, the Correa move is obviously one. Pena is having obviously a career year at the top. Altuve is Altuve. Christian Walker seems to have turned the corner. It's like he's just continued to chop wood and seems to be swinging the bat as well as he swung it all year long right now. You got that top five or six in this lineup, man, is really solid. And the bottom half The bottom three or four hitters isn't anything to turn your nose up at when they're healthy either.
Yeah.
No, it's a game changer, man, right? Like,
started to slug.
It's like the Yankees adding Aaron Judge after 100 days out. It's like the Dodgers adding Shohei Ohtani. He is in that era of hitter. And even bigger, I would say bigger than any of them. I would put my money that Yordan Alvarez is the best clutch hitter in baseball. There is nobody, even Carlos Correa, there's nobody else that I would take at the plate in a big moment than Yordan Alvarez. He has proven it time and time again. And to bring that back into the lineup, it changes the game. And as we see him in the lineup today, I mean, he's hitting in that four spot right behind Jose Altuve. He should see a lot of fastballs. He should see a lot of pitches because you don't want to put more guys on base. This lineup looks completely different, as you alluded to. By the way, today's lineup, Peña leading off, Correa. And by the way, when Yordan was playing, Peña leading off was a completely different person than he is today. Jeremy Peña has been one of the best players in the American League all season long. He wasn't this guy leading off in front of Yordan Alvarez. But Correa obviously wasn't there earlier, and he's swinging the bat as well as anybody in the lineup. Altuve, Alvarez, as you talked about, Christian Walker could be somebody who really benefits from him. Jesus Sanchez, Caratini, Dubon, and Jacob Milton. That is the lineup today. By the way, on the injury front, I'll look at some of the big names. Luis Garcia scheduled to make another appearance tonight in AAA Sugarland. He should be getting close. Josh Hader is rehabbing in Houston. He has not started throwing yet. Brandon Walter, not started throwing yet. Jake Myers is another big one, Clint. He is in Houston today and will go through a full workout on the field. He is scheduled to begin a rehab assignment, AAA Sugarland, tomorrow. So those are some of the big keys and names tonight. By the way, Hunter Brown on the mound against the Rockies. Pay attention to best bets. How'd you do last night?
That'd be a perfect 3 for 3,
I told
sir.
You, man, I tried to tell him. I told him yesterday. I told the people he was going to go 3 for 3.
We got a hater.
I mean, I tried to tell you.
You did say that.
I said it repeatedly. I mean,
you're hot, man. What are we going to have 8 bets tonight?
We're going to stick with three.
That's the number?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it, man. Slow climb.
They probably got Hunter on there 8.5 on the strikeouts. I bet they got them strikeouts high as hell.
We'll find out.
It's a lot more desirable.
It's a lot more desirable.
It's going to make an appearance.
You're going to hit that? Yeah, okay. All right, Tanner Gordon, according to Tyler, versus the Diesel. By the way, Tanner Gordon walking in here with a 7.11 ERA, so...
I'm getting all over this. I'm even considering upping my bet. How much room you got?
They said
all the room.
Hell, oh wow!
Hell, I got these floors going in. Hell, I might get in here myself.
Hey man, let's pay for them, man.
I'm just kidding. Nah, let me not. I thought about it. No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. It was cut down day for the Texans and a lot of guys. Braxton Berrios makes the roster, as well as Justin Watson makes the roster in that receiver room. We wondered if all of them would make it. I think the biggest thing to me, Clint, is when you look at the secondary. And we'll get to the other news that impacts this here in just a bit. But Miles Bryant, Damon Arnett Jr., Rush Yeast, Jalen Mills, and D'Angelo Ross, all in that secondary, Clint, they were all released. Arthur Mollett as well, who they brought over from the Ravens last year. They were all released and waived today, Clint. That, to me, is the big story. Cam Robinson and Blake Fisher start both of them on the 53-man roster, so it does look like they're going with the two backup tackles there at this point. No word. Looks like Damian Pierce has made this roster, Clint, but the secondary to me is the area that really jumps out.
Yeah, the secondary is the one. I mean, to me, that's the where there's still moves to be made to some degree. I mean, and maybe those moves are from within. They're just going to juggle how they use Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, you know, one of the two corners, whether it's Tremont Smith or Jalen Smith. Like, how do you handle your cover defenders on this football team? And will that allow you to move Jalen Petrie back to a safety position potentially? Or is C.J. Gardner-Johnson closer to being healthy than we think, and he's going to be back in the first couple of weeks of the season, and they want to make sure they have room for that? Or do they have their sights set on a safety or a hybrid nickel defender, kind of like a C.J. Gardner-Johnson type that's out there that they're going to trade for, or that maybe was released and is on the streets, and they got a pretty good feeling that they can go get that player? I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but when you look at all of the secondary players, and really these are really it's the safeties and nickel, the combination of those two guys, I thought they would keep one or two of those guys. Miles Bryant, Rush Yeast would probably have been my top two picks. Neither one of them, they've all been released. So it's keep an eye on Houston at that safety position of what the heck's going on there and how they handle the injuries, the off-the-field problems, along with all these cuts.
Yeah, and again, we've talked about this, Clint. They have to be looking at bringing somebody else in that's outside of this roster. There has to be somebody that they like desperately, that they want to bring in, because, I mean, you just don't roll through. I mean, right now, obviously, they have maybe, when you look at the starters, maybe the best secondary in football with Stingley, Bullock, Gardner Johnson, Kamari Lassner, and Jalen Petrie. But, I mean, you roll through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys and the Jimmy Ward situation, which we will update you on here in just a bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, you're going to need some extra pieces. That's just MJ Stewart is not just it in the safety spot, right? MJ Stewart is it, unless you're talking about the rookie Reed going in there, and he hasn't played a lot with injuries. They've got to be somebody else.
Well, here's the interesting part is the Texans just posted their 53-man roster.
Okay.
Defensive backs.
Did it.
Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, Tremont Smith, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Derek Stingley Jr., MJ Stewart, Jalen Smith. The fact that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on this list changes my perspective, my opinion, big time. Clearly, he's going to be ready to play. Clearly, they don't need to put him on any kind of injury list and lose him for a month. They believe that he's going to be back. That's your answer right there. No Reed. Reed was injured. Obviously,
no, he's not. He didn't make it either.
Obviously, he's on some. He's got to be on some injured list. Hell, he was playing well and he was a draft pick. They're not letting him hit the streets. But yeah, that's got it. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I think the big takeaway here for the initial 53-man roster that's been posted by the Texans. This is official. Is that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on the 53 out of the gate, which, again, is very, very promising relative to the injury that he had and the outlook around that injury when it initially happened. It looks like that was completely inaccurate, and he's going to be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they got three safeties on this. I mean, four, I guess, Petrie. They've got four safeties here is what they're rolling with. Bullock, Petrie, they don't really like to use as a safety, more as a nickel. And then they've got Gardner Johnson and MJ Stewart. So we'll see. We'll see if that's the amount they stay with. Foley Fatakasi makes this roster as well. There was some thoughts if he would stay there.
That's 10 defensive linemen. I thought they'd keep 9 defensive linemen. That's 10 defensive linemen.
I see there's no Denico Autry unless I'm making
he's got to be on some injured list.
Yeah, okay, so maybe that's where that is. Although they said he was healthy. There's no Denico Autry right there.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.